Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays, here every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. on UMFM. On today's show, I would like to feature a band that I've loved for a couple decades and always forget to spread the word about. I played in a band way back in the day in 1997, around then, called Off the Wagon. And Jackson Haldane and Tom Twistifoti, now of Deranger's fame, introduced this band to me, and I was sold. The band we are looking at today began in 1965 as a practice band in Kentucky, in the home of brothers Terry and Don Adams. By 1966, they had their first performance, and along with drummer Charlie Craig, they would make home recordings of their experimental rehearsals. And on each recording, you'd hear Don Adams introduce the band. He'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, the new Rhythm and Blues Quintet." So now, today, I present to you, my fine listeners of Riding with the Queen, a feature on the band NRBQ, a.k.a. New Rhythm and Blues Quintet, or Quartet later on, depending on the lineup. In the late spring of 1966, guitarist Steve Ferguson was invited to join NRBQ after he quit this band he was in called Mercy Beats USA, which I actually found some cool tracks of. So we'll check out Mercy Beats USA as well in a minute. After playing a few live dates in Louisville, Jimmy Orton from the band Soul Incorporated, or Soul Inc., was recruited on bass and vocals, and the band left for Florida in late 1966. So let's start the show from here. Let's hear an introductory track by NRBQ to introduce them to you, if you're unfamiliar. And then let's toss a Mercy Beats USA track from 1966 called 30 Second Lover. That's a great track. I like that. And a Soul Inc. track from Jimmy Orton's band before NRBQ called I Belong to Nobody. And then we'll close the set with another NRBQ tune that I love called Me and the Boys here on the NRBQ feature today on Riding with the Queen here on 101.5 UMFM.
Lately, it's been driving me mad. You're the best thing that I've ever had. And I want you, oh, I want you bad. Well, come on, let's give it a whirl. Take a shake up. How low down you've been on me.
Me and the boys.
those sweet, sweet NRBQ. Hey there. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. If you were just tuning in, I'm featuring the one and only NRBQ on today's show. When the band was just starting out, they flip-flopped a little with band members, and it took a while to settle in. It was in early 1967 that Jimmy and Steve decided to go back to Kentucky from Florida, and Terry Adams joined a band called The Seven of Us that had also been playing at the Cheetah in Miami, where NRBQ did some shows at that time. But about a year later, Terry and Steve reformed NRBQ in Miami. By August, the band was Terry on keyboard, Steve on guitar, Joyce Bampinato on bass, and Frank Gadler on vocals from The Seven of Us, and Tom Staley on drums. By 1968, they started working with renowned producer Eddie Kramer, and finally got sort of a break. They signed a 2-record deal with Columbia Records. The first album was released in 1969, and among other tunes on that album, they covered this great hit by Eddie Cochran called Come On Everybody. And then the following record they did was a gem. It was a record that they collaborated with Carl Perkins on called Boppin' the Blues. So why wait any longer? Let's just move back into some music here. Let's just dive in and hear those tunes right now. From their first self-titled album of 69 and their album with Carl Perkins, NRBQ, here on 101.5 UMFM.
Respect. Now I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm just as sorry belongs to me. Yes, sir. Let's go to front one time. Play that guitar, baby.
Friend is bopping the blues and it must be going round. All of my friends is bopping the blues and it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Yeah, the cat bug bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. I said the jitterbug bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. I love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. Down.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's sixth annual listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books, and the support was both overwhelming and heartwarming. The money we've raised will go into station operations, ensuring you'll continue to get the great programming you love year-round, and it'll allow us to make improvements and take new steps in serving this wonderful community. You came through for us, and we can't thank you enough, but here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
Yeah, it was $39,005.55 was the final total so far. I'm sure that you can still donate if you'd like to, and the goal was $34,000, so great job, everybody. Hey there, you're listening to Riding with the Queen. I'm your host, Rami Mays, and today we're taking a look at the music and the story of the band NRBQ. Right now, we are in the early 70s, and the band experienced quite a few lineup changes over a few years. With the departure of Ferguson, who was actually replaced for 1 year by Ken Sheehan, the departure of Gadler, the departure of Staley, and then the arrival of two new members, guitarist-singer Al Anderson, formerly of the Wild Weeds, and drummer Tom Ardolino. Those were some pretty huge changes. Al Anderson was formerly of the band Wild Weeds, and he was known for the hit No Good to Cry, and I love Al Anderson's voice so much, and I'm really into listening to older Wild Weeds songs, so we'll definitely spin that No Good to Cry tune in a moment. The lineup of Adams, Spampinato, Anderson, and Ardolino Quartet stayed together longer than any incarnation of the band, about 20 years, from about 1974 till 1994. And sometimes they were often joined by the whole Wheathorns, which is actually Don Adams, Terry's brother, Keith Spring, and some others. In 1994, Anderson departed the group to become an award-winning Nashville songwriter for many country western acts. He was replaced in NRBQ by Joey Spampinato's younger brother, Johnny Spampinato, who was and still is a member of the pop band The Incredible Casuals. So, that's a lot of names and a lot of bands, but The Incredible Casuals are great, and so were the Wild Weeds, so I definitely want to hear some of that. Let's take another music break here before we move on and spin some Wild Weeds and a couple more NRBQ songs from my favorite NRBQ album of 1978 called At Yankee Stadium, one of which is actually a classic cover of Johnny Cash's hit Get Rhythm. And then let's close the set with a tune from Johnny's band, Johnny Spampinato's band, The Incredible Casuals, from their 1987 release, That's That, here on 101.5 UMFM. Hey, everybody. That was an abrupt ending there. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rami Mays. I'm your host for Riding with the Queen every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. Today, I'm featuring NRBQ today, a.k.a. New Rhythm and Blues Quartet. And as we move into the 21st century, NRBQ really is a general mashing of side projects and reunions for the band. And near the end of 2004, NRBQ went on a hiatus. And Adams, Terry Adams, had developed stage 4 throat cancer. During this time, Artolino and Spampinato brothers started playing shows as a trio under the name Baby Macaroni. What a funny name. After a number of months, Adams recovered well enough to tour with the former drummer Staley and a Japanese rockabilly group called the Hotshots. So everyone's kind of just scattered and doing their own things, trying to figure out if NRBQ is going to be back together or what they're going to do. In June 2006, Adams and Ferguson released the album Louisville Sluggers with Artolino on drums and Pitoco on bass and some other supporting musicians. And this album's lineup performed live shows as the Terry Adams, Steve Ferguson Quartet. I actually found a little live, like sort of home studio recording with Terry Adams and Steve Ferguson performing Smackin' the Blues and Dutchess County Jail, two songs from that album, the Louisville Sluggers album. They are from Kentucky, so I think that's where the Louisville comes from. But so yeah, let's just check that out. It's just them kind of live in their living room, home studio. Smackin' the Blues is a little strange, but so don't get discouraged. Dutchess County in County Jail comes up right quick after that, and it's pretty cool just to hear them doing their little duet that they had going on at the time. Yeah, here on Riding with the Queen.
hard time in Dutch County Jail. Hard times I know.
Holy, is that adorable. Yeah, in 2000, so that's, yeah, that was Terry Adams and Steve Ferguson's duo, and that's just some home little live recording I found that I thought was pretty cool. In 2006 came a release of SpongeBob SquarePants album. This is where things get a little weird, called The Best Day Ever, which included backing music by all four NRBQ members as well as Al Anderson. The album was a collection of 60s-influenced pop rock and was produced by Andy Paley and co-written by Paley and the voice of SpongeBob, Tom Kenny. And it also included such musical luminaries as Brian Wilson, Tommy Ramone, and James Burton. There was a song called Here Comes Terry that NRBQ used to, like, even, I think they often opened with it. It was like, here comes Terry, here comes blah, blah, you know, and, like, it was sort of this, like, gimmicky circus song that would bring the band on stage. And then SpongeBob used this tune for his own spin for the album. And then I actually saw online, like, this video of, like, SpongeBob doing it, but it's within this, it's in Tom Kenny's voice, the SpongeBob voice. And as much as I wanted to, I couldn't put us through the 2 minutes of that SpongeBob track. I really wanted to, but you'll have to check that out on your own time if you're curious. It was just a little too obnoxious for me. But in other animated news, though, NRBQ served as the unofficial house band for The Simpsons for season 10 to 12 period there, in which NRBQ fan Mike Scully was head writer and executive producer. And NRBQ was a huge Simpsons fan as well, as we all are. So they allowed several of their songs to be used on The Simpsons. And they actually included a song called Mayonnaise and Marmalade that was written specifically for the show. The band also appeared in animated form on camera during the end credits, and they're like in a few scenes here and there. So the actual song Mayonnaise and Marmalade is only 44 seconds, so I definitely think we'll spin that coming up in a moment. In 2007, Terry Adams formed the Terry Adams Rock and Roll Quartet. In 2011, he posted an open letter to fans announcing that with the release of an upcoming album called Keep This Love Going, the lineup would take on the NRBQ name. So finally, there it was, 2011, NRBQ rides again. In 2012, the group released a live album called We Travel the Spaceways. And in 2013, they toured with drummer Joe Camarillo of the Waco Brothers and Hush Drops. Okay, so then Bobby Lloyd Hicks became the new drummer from 2013 to 2015, and then he was replaced by John Perrin. So a lot of changes in the band and some odd cartoon fame moments, but they really were known for their wackiness, so it seemed appropriate. Like, sometimes the group would play wearing, like, pajamas on stage, and actually their manager was professional wrestler Captain Lou Albano, and they even wrote a song for him, and yeah, that's just the way they rolled. I actually heard that. Actually, I think I've seen it now that I think about it. They used to explode Cabbage Patch dolls on stage, along with many other antics. They were kind of wild like that. So let's hear a little set here of NRBQ, including the short tune they wrote for The Simpsons, as well as a live version of them performing Keep This Love Going. And then how can I not spin the track they wrote for their manager and wrestler, Captain Lou Albano. Oh, man, that song's so tight. Okay, here on Riding with the Queen.
You showed me everything, took me by the hand. Puppy dogs and Lincoln logs and castles made of sand. You gave me the courage to spread my newborn wings, spread mayonnaise and marmalade and other spreadable things. So I guess you are my hero, and there's something you should know. I don't want to make it clear, so I'm gonna sing it slow. If you want a man and my father too, I'd buy a diamond ring and then I'd marry you. I was determined. I had to stand.
So before I sign off today, I would hate to leave you with the impression that, or the final impression anyway, that NRBQ was any kind of like gimmick band only. The band's music really is an intelligent blend of styles from like rockabilly to Beatles-influenced pop to Thelonious Monk-inspired jazz. They've attracted fans as diverse as Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, Keith Richards, The Replacements, and many more. And NRBQ songs have been performed by Bonnie Raitt, Los Lobos, Dave Edmunds, and others as well. With over 21 studio albums, 11 live albums, 13 compilations, there was no way to cover it all today. But instead, I hoped I caught some of it. Like, there was the stuff that I really wanted to hear, and then, you know, just kind of got a little bit of the chronology along the way. So let's close the show today with a few of my favorite NRBQ songs. If there's time for a few, there's probably only time for a couple. But just as a heads up and an aside, folks, tonight, as part of the Winnipeg Weekender, our very own Aaron Young, who hosts the Invisible Man show on Fridays 2 to 4, is DJing tonight at the Yellow Dog. There are four DJs and a comic, and it starts at 9:30 p.m., and it's part of this big project that he's put together called the Winnipeg Weekender, and I really think you should check it out. It'd probably be really fun. And so, yeah, let's see how much time we have left. It looks like we have time to squeeze in two more songs, a couple of my favorite NRBQ songs, actually. So thanks for tuning in today to today's feature on New Rhythm and Blues Quartet. And until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.